Why would anyone join a spiritual community, and what possible benefits to us or others or the earth may there be in doing so? This past Sunday on the Festival of Holy Trinity, celebrating the divine essence in loving community, the community of Church of the Cross that I co-serve celebrated the sacrament of baptism, a ritual of welcome in water and words, with two younger adults, both of whom are connected to Inclusive Christians, a queer-affirming community co-sponsored by Anglican, Lutheran, Presbyterian, and United Ministries through UVic Multifaith. We also welcomed a wonderfully diverse group of individuals and families who are newer to the community through Affirmation of Baptism, renewing the promises of baptism in communion with God, one another, and all creation. Baptism and its affirmation express a mutual commitment to loving community, just as we understand the Holy Trinity expresses the beloved community of the divine. The Trinity, perfect and eternal holy community of God, Creator, Savior, and Spirit. Belonging through baptism and its affirmation in the blessed and broken, beloved community of God's diverse peoples. But why would people join? In the baptism, affirmation order, individuals and the community are asked to recommit to a collective purpose, calling begun by grace in baptism. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? To live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in God's supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? The response is, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. In essence, the promises express supporting life together in service to others and all the earth. And the response recognizes we can only make such promises with God's help. In a time and place where it seems fewer and fewer people are joining groups and organizations of any kind, and especially not religious and spiritual communities, reasons for not joining a Christian community based on our history, and in some instances continuing actions in the present, are clear. As I said on Sunday, our purpose was never to impose, crusade, conquer, colonize, abuse, destroy, the other, as the Church has tragically done in the name of Jesus, and for which we must confess and repent. Instead, we are invited into loving community in openness and forgiveness, especially with those cast as other, outside, unseen. Reasons for taking the leap of joining a spiritual community may be as diverse and surprising as the people who do so. It may be that despite failings and faltering, joining a community of people who honestly and humbly commit to a common purpose for the good of all people and the earth in the mystery of holy, broken, and beloved community and the spirit of the divine themselves, may just be reason and hope enough. It certainly was a joy to do so with people on Sunday, as it is every time. Reverend Lyle McKenzie is co-pastor of Lutheran Church of the Cross and a UVic Multifaith co-spiritual care provider. You can read more articles on Spiritually Speaking at https://www.timescolonist.com/blog/spiritually-speaking. This article was published in the print edition of The Times Colonist on Saturday, June 10, 2023.